We experimented with earth things, including animals, plants and stones. We also invented hybrid creatures such as those who were 58 half-human with the other half-bird, fish or animal. We were making no progress toward returning home again. The first of the twin souls created, Amelius, Lilith volunteered to come and rescue us. They have continued in this effort to the present time and will continue until all of us have returned home. They have helped to establish every religion which worships one god. Familiar names which they have worn include Adam and Eve, Enoch, Melchizedek, Joseph, Joshua, Jeshua and Jesus and Mary. The Amelius, Lilith pair are still exerting their efforts to bring us all back home again. One of the reasons that discarnate spirits should go to the light instead of attaching to living folks is that in the light there is training to move us along the path to right choices. We might think of the between lifetime as the lecture course with the earth life in a human body as the laboratory where we can demonstrate what we have learned or what we have failed to learn. We repeat the failed lessons until we can earn a passing grade. There seems to be no time limit for this learning. We can stall as long as we wish. All of us will earn our graduation in time. There seems to be two required courses for graduation plus a great many electives. The first required course is acceptance of whatever is without resentment, bitterness, anger or rebellion. The second is to say to whatever deity we understand, here am I. What do you want me to do? THY will be done in and through me. When we have accomplished this plus the chosen electives, we are ready to 59 return home to continue the purpose for which we were created companions and co-creators with deity. This work with spirit releasement is a sacred work to move all of us nearer to our permanent home in paradise. A universe that operates on these principles depicts a deity that I find more worthy of the title God than the one I was taught about in Sunday school. I was taught that we are all sinners because Adam and Eve ate the forbidden apple and that the only way out of this sinfulness is to believe in and accept a personal savior. This seemed unfair to me even when I was very young. I was taught that I was to love God, but since he seemed to be unfair to me and my family, poverty, illness and death of a mother when I was 10 1/2 years old, it was not easy to so love. The concepts of reincarnation and karma have helped me to understand the reasons for things. Learning that I had 2 recent lives of wealth that I did not appreciate or share has helped me to understand the need to experience poverty in this life. We are here on Schoolhouse Earth to learn whatever lessons we have failed to learn in earlier lives. Can reincarnation be proved? This question can only be answered on an individual basis. In spite of the ever-growing mass of supporting evidence through the work of Brian Weiss, M.D., Robert Jarman, M.D., Raymond Moody, M.D. and others, there remain many people who choose to ignore all evidence that appears to contradict their personal belief system. The only convincing experience that provides what Mad Sixty called proof is the remembering or reliving of past life experiences under hypnosis. There is usually not only vivid recall of events, but the re-experiencing of all emotions relating to the past life happening. If these reports were only fantasy, the emotion would be absent. Once someone has relived an event from a former life and has felt and released all the past emotions, there remains for that person no further doubt that the experience was real. Not only can we experience past lives, but we can also experience past deaths. This is a most effective way to help people understand that death is not the end of existence. Although the body dies, the recent inhabitant of that body, the entity, is very much alive and can describe being up above their dead body, watching it float down the river or watching the tiger eat me, etc. They report that they may stay around their dead body or some familiar place or object, or may travel any distance with complete freedom. After one or more of such experiences, all fear of death is replaced by a certain knowing that the real self is non-physical and eternal. At the end of each life, for those who go to the light, there is a review and evaluation of lessons learned and unlearned. The realization of incompleteness is accompanied by the awareness that they must return again to Earth to finish the task or reach a higher level of perfection. When we attain awareness of the meaning of our existence, we then qualify for graduation from Earth and are no longer required to return in an Earth body, but may choose to return as a teacher or leader. If I were naming any who might have returned by choice after their graduation, I would include the names of Mahatma Gandhi, Albert Schweitzer and Mother Teresa. There are likely many others who taught and served 61 without becoming so well known. What kinds of resistances do we encounter? Earthbound entities give a variety of reasons for failing to go to the light. One who had died in a fire said that he thought the light was more fire. Another said that it was too bright so that he turned away. Other reasons given include, I'm not good enough to go there, I have to stay here to help, they don't let black folks in there. There's my father and he wasn't good to me before. I've heard about the light but I don't believe it, I couldn't be dead, I'm right here. We deal with each resistance as it appears. I often feel that selling used cars would be similar. We continue to sell the idea until the entity is willing to risk testing what we tell them. Once they test and find our words to be valid, they move on in the right direction. Dark entities appear to have very limited choices. They have been sent and have been given instructions by a being of darkness who has greater stature than themselves. They must obey their orders or be punished. They are motivated almost entirely by fear of being sent to the place of punishment, the pit. A few have claimed to take pleasure in causing pain or trouble. The majority are rather easily persuaded to go with the rescuers from Saint Michael. A few are very resistant. Resistance may take the form of moaning, snarling, vulgarities, cursing, constant interrupting, expressions of disbelief and challenges to what we tell them. One even used laughter as a resistance ploy, scoffing at mere mortals who he claimed were incapable of understanding dark beings, their origin or purpose. 62 For the very obstinate dark beings, we ask the forces of Saint Michael to take the entity that they have surrounded with the net of light to the place of punishment, suspend them over the edge and refresh their memory of what it is like. The typical response is, I don't want to go back there again. After this experience, they become more willing to listen and pay attention to what we are telling them about other options open to them. During my first few months of dealing with attached entities, there were a few occasions during which the entity with whom I was dialoguing seemed to suddenly vanish. Some dark entities seem able to enter and leave the body of their host at will. Now, as soon as I suspect the presence of a dark one, I call for help. I request the forces of Saint Michael to bring a net of light and cast it around the dark one. I ask that the net be pulled snug and slowly but steadily tightened until I receive prompt and truthful answers from this one. A few dark entities have expressed displeasure or discomfort or have asked to be let out, but none have escaped when I use this technique. Persistence is the main requirement in dealing with resistance. What is hypnosis? Hypnosis is commonly thought of as a state in which the hypnotist has control of the mind of the hypnotized. There is a natural aversion to being controlled that prevents many people from experiencing the pleasure and benefit of being hypnotized. Control of the mind is not a factor in the hypnosis experience. The hypnotized subject is able at all times to respond or not to any suggestion or request. This is because all hypnosis is really self-hypnosis. The hypnotist or hypnotherapist has the role of a teacher. The subject is free to follow or not. The 63 relationship can be likened to that between a music teacher and pupil. The teacher can instruct, but cannot force the pupil to follow instructions. However, because of the misconception concerning control of the mind persists, I always include in any session the following statement: you are in control. You are free to accept or reject anything I say. You are free to answer my questions or to ignore them and remain silent. Your inner wisdom will guide your choices so that they will be right for you. I also emphasize that those I train should make the same statement. There are many definitions of hypnosis, as many as there are those who define it. I prefer to think of the state of hypnosis as one in which we are in a closer communication with our inner wisdom, a part of our mind that has all the answers we need. In the state of hypnosis, we also move higher on the suggestibility scale. techniques of hypnosis tend to move us to this higher point. Hypnosis is characterized in most cases by a profound relaxation of the body and a quieting of the mind. In such a state, we can probe the mind to determine its potential. There is still so much to learn and discover during this kind of exploration. I think of the probing as a great adventure limited only by our ability to think of questions to ask. Hypnosis, the tool for locating, processing and relieving buried emotions so that their impact on our health, our behavior or our creativity is eliminated. Hypnosis, a tool for relieving pain, easing stress, aiding memory, improving athletic skills, developing talents and reaching our highest potential. Hypnosis, a natural, normal state that anyone can learn to experience, and which, like other skills, improves with 64 repetition. Hypnosis, a gift of God to help us live more abundantly. Everyone can be hypnotized, but some learn more quickly than others to go to the deeper levels. What is the relationship between the eternal self and the body? The soul spirit entity, the part that never dies, enters the body of the fetus usually about midway through gestation. According to Edgar Cayce, there are occasions when the entry may be as late as 1 month after birth. Within the soul spirit are 7 vortices or revolving wheels of energy called chakras. These 7 energy centers attach to the 7 endocrine gland systems. The glandular centers are arranged as follows. 1. The gonads, that part that produces the sperm or egg. 2. The cells of Leiden, that part of the gonads that produce the male or female hormones. 3. The adrenals, that produce adrenaline and cortisone. 4. The thymus, that influences growth and the immune system. 5. The thyroid, that produces thyroxine or the spark plug for energy. 6. The pineal, the center for inspiration and intuition. 7. The pituitary or master gland. The entering soul spirit brings with it all of the memories from all previous lives and between life experiences since creation. Memories are permanent and cannot be erased. The emotions attached to the memories can be called up, re-65 experienced and discarded. If not fully released, these old emotions are able to cause various physical, mental and relationship problems. Our old selfish sexuality is stored at the first center. Our fanaticisms are stored at the second. Hates and fears are stored at the adrenal level. Non-sexual feelings of love or lack of it are stored at the thymus center. Life energy, or kundalini, originates at the first center and rises up through all the others. When an obstruction from an old emotion is present, the flow is impeded. In the absence of blocking or obstruction, the life energy flows all the way through the 7 centers. The 5th center, the thyroid, is called the will center. Here we face the choices of I want things my way versus thy will be done. This can be a point of blocking. If the energy can flow freely with enough force past the 5 lower centers, there is no further limitation or interference. The 2 higher centers, pineal and pituitary, function to provide intuitive abilities, inspiration and balance to the entire being. Another way of thinking of the connection between body and soul spirit is that the soul spirit controls the glands and the glands control the body. Old emotions interfere with the normal function and need to be located and expressed. The myriad kinds of healing that are only add-on influences are rarely permanent because they fail to seek, find and release the causal emotions. This is discussed more fully in my book, Mind 66 Probe Hypnosis. When the body dies, the non-physical self, the entity, leaves the body carrying with it all of the memories and emotions. These memories and emotions are potent influences for the choice options of the entity. Vows such as I will never leave you, or I will get even if it is the last thing I do, also influence the choices of the newly dead. A thorough understanding of these basic principles gives a solid foundation for depossession work. We who work with depossession are cautioned to avoid the temptation to think first that all problems are due to the influence of attached entities. It seems wise to first determine whether the problems are self-chosen without external or internal buried influences. These influences can come from choices made either in the present life or in a past life. After seeking causal factors in present life choices or past life traumas without finding all of the answers, it is safe to assume that one or more entities, either earthbound or dark demonic, may be responsible for existing problems. Many of the conditions that have responded well to remote depossession therapy were illnesses or problems that had not responded to traditional treatments. There is much research still to be done to study the human mind. It is exciting to anticipate what may be the next discovery. 67 Chapter 8 Sample Remote Depossession Session Chicago, Eel March 1993. The hypnotized subject was Rona, a participant in a two-day seminar. I, Dr. Irene Hickman, conducted the session. We were asked to scan Ms. Mother, J. in Paris, France, at a specific address. J. was located by sending a bit of Rona's consciousness to the address in Paris. Permission to scan J was requested from J.S. High Self. Permission was granted somewhat reluctantly after we explained that our purpose was to help J, and intended no harm. Dr. H. Begin scanning J. Tell me what you find. Rona. There is a darkness in both arms and the solar plexus. Dr. H. Anything else? Rona. Behind her in her aura. Dr. H. What else? Rona. Something jumping up and down on the top of her head. Dr. H. Anything else? Rona. That's all. Dr. H. I call to you in the arms of J. M.S. Mother to come forward, speak through Rona without harming her in any way, or give her your thoughts so that she can speak for you and identify yourself. Do you have a name? 68 Asking for the name is intended to determine whether this is one who formerly had their own body or is one from the darkness, Rona. Pierre. Dr. H. What happened to your body, Pierre? Response was so slow in coming that it raised doubts as to the entity's true nature. Did you really have your own human body? Pierre. Yes. Dr. H. Tell me what happened to it. Pierre. I drank some poison from a cup. Dr. H. Then what happened to your body? Pierre. My body is there on the floor. Dr. H. Then what did you do? Pierre. I just waited until someone came along. Dr. H. When someone came along, what happened? Pierre. This person. She was kind. Dr. H. How old was Jay? When you all joined her. Pierre. 8. Dr. H. Do you know that you are having a detrimental effect on Jay? And that you are holding back your own development? How do you feel about that? Pierre. There's nothing else. Dr. H. If there is a better place, are you interested? Pierre. I suppose so. Dr. H. There is a place called the lighter place for us to go when our body dies. It is much pleasanter 69 than staying attached to J. In this place you grow and learn and eventually come back in a new body of your own. Would you like to have your own body again? Pierre. Yes. Dr. H. I call now on anyone in the light who cares about Pierre to come for him, greet him, communicate with him and help him with his transition. Pierre. Look up and tell me what you see. Pierre. I see my mama. Dr. H. Communicate with her. Ask her what it's like there. What does she tell you? Pierre. She says it's a good place. Dr. H. Do you think that might be better than staying with Jay? Pierre. Yes. Dr. H. Then get ready to join your mama. But first I ask something of you. I would like you to look around inside J's body and around the periphery for any other beings that are lost and confused and are attached to J's body as you have been. You have a chance to gather them up and take them with you to this good place. Call them to you. Are they coming? Pierre. The one in the other arm is coming. Dr. H. Are the others coming? Pierre. The one in the abdomen is coming. 70. Dr. H. And the one jumping up and down on the top of J's head. Is that one of your nature or of a different nature? Pierre. That one's not like me. Dr. H. We will come back and check that one later. Take your mother's hand and the hands of those who are willing to go with you. Go in peace with our love and blessing. Thank you so much, Pierre, for helping. Now I ask the healing angels to fill with healing light the areas just vacated by those who have departed. Now you, who are jumping up and down on J's head, come forward, speak through Rona without harming her in any way and identify yourself. Do you have a name? Entity. No, Dr. H. Have you ever had a name? Entity. No. Dr. H. Have you ever had your own human physical body? Entity. No. Dr. H. I call now on the forces of St. Michael to come with a net of light and wrap it around all of the dark beings in or around the body of J. Pull the net snug and keep tightening it slowly but steadily until these beings respond to my questions promptly and truthfully. I call 71 the spokesperson for the dark ones to come forward and answer my questions. Speak through Rona without harming her in any way or give her your thoughts. What is your purpose here in J? Entity. To make her miserable. Dr. H. You've done a good job of that, haven't you? Entity. Yes. Dr. H. How old was J? When you joined her? Entity. 30. Dr. H. Were you given an order to make her miserable? Entity. No. Dr. H. I want a truthful answer. No response. Do you take orders from any other being? Were you given instructions before you came to J? Entity. Dr. H. When you were given instructions, what were you told about light? Entity. I was told to avoid it. Dr. H. What reason were you given for avoiding light? Entity. It would make me disappear. Dr. H. That isn't true and I will show you. I ask now that the forces of St. Michael send a shaft of light through this dark one and another and another and another. Did you disappear? Did it hurt you? Entity. No, no. Dr. H. You have been lied to. You have been deceived. The 172 who gave you your orders was wrong. Are you willing to continue taking instructions and orders from one who lies and deceives? Entity. I would like to try that other thing. Dr. H. You've heard about that other place? Have you been watching what we've been doing here today? Entity. Yes. Dr. H. What do you think about what we have been doing? Entity. It's dangerous. Dr. H. Dangerous in what way? Entity. I might get into trouble. Dr. H. You were told to stay hidden too, weren't you? Entity. A mum. Dr. H. Now you've been found. What happens to beings like you who don't stay hidden? Entity. It's not good. Dr. H. Have you been to that place of punishment before? Entity. Yes. Dr. H. What kind of place is it? Entity. Pain, cold, lonely. Dr. H. Now that you have been found, there is a chance that you will be sent there again. Would you like that? Although some dark entities deny ever having been to the place of punishment, the pit, they all admit knowing about it and that it is most unpleasant. Fear of punishment seems to be the primary motivation for following orders of their 73 bosses, entity. No. It's bad. Dr. H. Fortunately, you do have another option. Those beings that have enclosed you in the net have come to rescue you and take you home. Some of them were once like you. Look at them now. How do they look? Entity. They're bright. Dr. H. How would you like to be more like them? No response. You may communicate with them. Ask them if they ever had a job of causing pain and misery. Ask them what their existence is like now. Entity. They say it's good. Dr. H. And they don't have to worry about being sent to that awful place. Do you think you would like to go with them? Entity. Yes. Dr. H. In order to get ready to go, there is something you must do. Look deep within the center of your being and tell me what you find there. Entity. A little speck of light. Dr. H. Watch that little speck. What happens as you watch? Entity. It's getting bigger and brighter. Tone of surprise. Dr. H. Keep watching. Now what's happening? Entity. It keeps growing. Dr. H. That bit of light was there all the time, but you didn't know it. All it takes for it to grow is for you to recognize 74 it. What's happening to your darkness? Entity. It's gone, Dr. H. The others in and around J. have been watching what has happened to you. Tell them to also look to the centers of their being. Tell me what they are finding at their centers. Entity. They are changing too. Dr. H. You were all operating from fear. Now you have another way to function. Are all of the former dark ones ready to go now? Entity. Yes. Dr. H. Fine. Go in peace with our love and blessing. As you leave J.S. body, call out through the universe for all beings of your former dark nature to come and follow. Call out to all of equal rank and stature, of lesser rank and stature, and of greater rank and stature. Even call to your commander. That one might come too. Call out. Are you calling? Entity. Yes. Dr. H. Are they coming? Entity. Yes. Dr. H. How many? Entity. 319. Dr. H. Ask each one to look inside and find their true nature at their core. Thank you for helping. I now call on the healing angels to come and fill with healing light all the 75 spaces in and around J.S. body that were vacated by those beings who just left. Rona, once again scan J. Are there any other areas where there is need for more work of this kind? Rona. Around her ankles. Dr. H. You and J.S. ankles, come forward. Speak through Rona without harming her in any way and identify yourself. Do you have a name? Entity. Lois. Dr. H. Tell me about yourself, Lois. With a name, you must have had your own physical body. What happened to that body? Lois. Hit by a car. I fell out of the door. Dr. H. How old were you when this happened? Lois. 10. Dr. H. Then what happened? The car hit your body, but what happened to you? Lois. There was a lady there. Dr. H. Did you know this lady? Lois. I didn't know what to do. I went with her. Dr. H. This is not your body. You're in someone else's body. There is a much better place for you to be. It's called the light. Would you like to know about this place? Lois. I think so. Dr. H. I call now on anyone in the light who cares about Lois to come for her, greet her, show themselves to her. 76 communicate with her and help her with her transition. Lois. Look up and tell me what you see. Lois. My sister. Dr. H. I would like you to ask your sister what it's like where she is. What does she tell you? Lois. It's nice. Dr. H. Do you think it might be better to go with your sister than to stay in this woman's feet? Lois. Yes. Dr. H. Prepare to go, but before you do, please look around to see if there are any others who are attached as you have been because they did not go to the light. Lois. No others. Dr. H. Fine, then go in peace with our love and blessing. Goodbye, Lois. Again I ask the healing angels to fill the space vacated by Lois. Rona, scan J. Again. Are there more? Rona. No. Dr. H. Fine, now look in the very center of J. Find the brightest point of her spirit, focus on it and watch it expand to fill her body. Tell me when her body is completely filled with light or if you encounter any areas that fail to fill. Rona. She's filled. Dr. H. Now let the light expand beyond her body at least arm's length in all directions until she is completely enclosed in 77, a bubble or cocoon of light comforting, strengthening and protecting her.